Chapter 38.
I needed all my people to obey me and support the war effort. But in the rebellion, they did the opposite. And just as if they were fighting for the other side, they had made themselves my enemies. Indeed, their rebellion broke the crucial supply chain to one of the main fronts, causing a massive defeat and withdrawal. Thousands of men died, and you can guess who I blamed. I pulled out four of my annihilators from the front lines and traveled with them to Daybreak. Once we arrived, in rage and madness, I commanded them to level the city with everyone inside. I murdered over 1 million men, women, and children that fall.
Lyra had said he was nothing like the Conqueror, and though Daylan was all too aware of how ironic that was, he was trying his very best to be a different man. Hearing these words from a woman with such a personal understanding of who Daylas the Conqueror was brought such light and joy into Daylan's heart that it was hard to describe. Maybe he could actually do it. Maybe he could be a different man. Thus, Daylan was in a very good mood when he left with Lyra to go to the Prime Constabulary, Arek being all too happy to see them off, saying he had some personal errands to make that fall. Lyra's companion, Cuseg, said he wanted to spend the fall at the hold. Daylan had even pushed his guilt back to the point that it felt like a soft weight on his chest. His good mood helped, but his guilt was still ever present in his subconscious, and Daylan couldn't help but be constantly and unavoidably mindful of Lyra and her every move. She was such a contradiction, so strong, powerful, and sure, yet so fragile and vulnerable at the same time. Daylan felt totally responsible for that fragility. As they walked down the hall to the elevator, he found himself being the perfect gentleman, letting her in the elevator first and opening each and every door they walked through. It was as if he was trying to make up for what he had done, as impossible as that was, but the futile nature of the task didn't mean that he shouldn't offer this woman whatever recompense he could give, even if that was simply being courteous. He should really offer himself in slavery and let her do with him whatever she wished. But why just her? He had treated hundreds of girls as wretchedly, not to mention the millions he had murdered. The whole world had a claim on him for justice. Maybe someday they would get it. With Lyra being an archknight and Daylan's mug printed on every broadsheet in the city, they drew the attention of nearly every person they passed. Daylan was already reaching out with his light sense, something he tried to do constantly now, and because of it, he noticed something odd. Lyra's inner light suddenly seemed to shimmer with brightness, and there was something familiar about it. "She's using her powers," Daylan realized. Being as subtle as possible, he glanced about to try and figure out what ability she might be enhancing. "I bet she's listening in on their conversations," Daylan thought. "A good idea, in fact." Daylan enhanced his hearing, and as soon as he did, Lyra's head spun on him. "What are you doing?" she asked softly. Daylan leaned down, as Lyra was half a head shorter than he, to whisper, "I could ask you the same thing." Her eyes narrowed. "Oh, you didn't know I could sense our powers?" She glared for a moment before repeating her question. "What are you doing?" "The same as you, I'm guessing," Daylan replied. "Eavesdropping?" Lyra suddenly looked like a child caught trying to steal a cookie, and the light that was shimmering within her stopped instantly. Daylan smiled. "Gotcha." Lyra glared at him, all haughtiness and authority, and her light shimmered once more as if to say that she had every right to eavesdrop, even though she had looked as guilty as sin. She walked on ahead of him. Daylan caught up and kept on enhancing his ears, knowing full well that she had lost any authority to stop him, and it seemed to bother her, which gave Daylan some type of juvenile pleasure. His courtesy only went so far. Lyra the person needed endless recompense. Lyra the overbearing and controlling archknight, on the other hand, needed to lighten up. I wonder how much the Knights actually abuse their powers, so long as others don't know. Dalen didn't really blame them, of course, as he was all too happy to abuse his powers in the same way. Who wouldn't like to hear what others said when they thought no one was listening in?
"That's him, the hero from Tremaine," one person said as they passed.
"Paper says he defeated the legendary Blackheart and rescued a harem of captive girls."
Dalen sighed. The story had broken already? Sane had said a heap of reporters had been crowded around the ships. A quiet conversation caught his attention.
"Who's the knight?" one person asked. "Looks like his mother." "No, I read in the papers that his mother was some old widow. I bet the knights have gone after him because of his powers. They'll want to see if there's a connection with their own magic."
Well, the last part was true enough, but Lyra? His mother? By appearance, Dalen looked young enough to be Lyra's son, he supposed, but in truth, he was easily old enough to be her grandfather. Lyra's face had become hard and bothered. This woman's face always seemed to reflect how she was feeling, and because of that, her mood was very easy to read. She must have heard the same comment, Dalen realized, and something about it had upset her.
"She's concerned that people are seeing a connection between my powers and the Knights."
"Don't worry," Dalen whispered. "If people figure out I'm a Lightbinder, I'll just say that I dedicated my life to your cause and the powers were given to me in my sleep. You know, a blessing from the light or something."
"That will do, I suppose. Thank you," Lyra said.
Yet her mood hadn't improved.
"You're welcome," Dalen said. There must have been something else in the comment that upset her.
Dalen wondered what. Her regard toward him seemed to have improved a little since leaving their rooms. Still, Dalen didn't think it was the interference that he might be her child that bothered her. Dalen stopped dead in his tracks. Lyra turned to him impatiently, but his realization was so concerning that he ignored it. Dalen could have fathered countless children with the girls that had been forced into his bed, and Lyra had been one of those girls.
Had she fallen pregnant?
If so, where was the child? According to the time Lyra had been in his bed, well, the child would be in their late 20s by now. Were they a good person, or would Dalen have to stop their evil as he'd had to with Blackheart? Dalen needed to know.
"What's wrong?" Lyra asked.
I'll tell you once we get a coach."
"Fine. Just keep up."
Dalen asked one of the valets outside to flag them a sky coach. The valet stuttered a nervous affirmative in reply. Without asking, the valet made sure to flag the finest coach in the line, and when returning said,
"I'll see that the hotel pays for the expense, Lady Archon. And, Mr. Dalen..."
Dalen was about to say this was unnecessary, but Lyra cut him off, saying,
"Thank you,"
in a way that implied such service was totally expected. Well, she was a knight. Though far more expensive, sky coaches were more common within cities than their ground-based, darkstone-driven cousins, as they helped decongest the streets and were much faster. The sky coach that landed in front of them was fully enclosed with fine glass windows and gold-leafed carvings embroidering its body. The valet opened the door for them, and they entered after giving their destination to the pilot. Once seated, the coach softly lurched as it left the ground.
"What was your problem just now?" Lyra asked.
Dalen took in a deep breath, knowing that this was a sensitive topic and that he was going to have to lie through his teeth to learn the truth.
"Dalis. He had many women brought to him."
"Girls!"
Lyra spat back at him.
"He raped countless young and vulnerable girls, Dalen."
"I know, all right. I'm not trying to lessen his crimes. Look, I've only recently learned that Dalis fathered children with those girls, my half-brothers and sisters. Dalis himself had thought precautions were taken to prevent that. I want to meet them and see what kind of people they are."
"So..."
Lyra interrupted him and answered in a cold voice,
"I never had any children."
Dalen nodded, feeling such great relief.
Thank you. I'm sorry for asking.
Lyra looked away and stared out the window.
You have a right to know of your siblings?
Dalen let silence settle for a time before saying, Blackheart was one of them.
What?
She said, looking at him with wide eyes. Yeah, I found irrefutable evidence. That's how I learned I have, that I have siblings.
Not siblings, children.
I should have hundreds of them, and I just can't help but wonder how many have turned out like Blackheart.
Some, maybe.
Just like their father.
No,
Lyra said.
I used to think that an evil parent would always produce corrupt children.
She struggled with emotion.
But meeting you has proven me wrong.
With wet eyes, Lyra looked out the window of the coach, clearly not wanting to talk. It wouldn't be right for him to pry, so Dalen let her be. He wondered about his children making their way in the world. He hoped that one day he would meet one who was a good person. Or, in other words, meet one who was nothing like himself. Lyra and Dalen sat in silence until they arrived at the Prime Constabulary. Dalen was happy to be left alone with his thoughts, and it looked to be the same for the night. The Prime Constabulary was a long building made up of several larger, square-like sections that were all joined between. It was a brick building with stone frames over all the windows and doors. The largest square section sat in front and in the middle of the rest of the building, about 7 stories tall, with a large double door at the front. Once out of the coach, it didn't take long for a constable to notice them and race inside.
And now I'll get to find out how much of my past they've discovered is fake. Like this might go badly.
Dalen and Lyra were greeted by several officials the moment they walked through the front doors. Dalen looked about. They stood in a large marble-floored foyer that had 2 wide staircases on either side leading to an upper hallway. A reception desk sat in the mid-back of the room. Dalen stepped forward.
My name is Dalen Namarin. I'm here to turn myself in and answer to the charges against me.
We know who you are, O'Connor said, weighing a pair of manacles in his hand. I don't suppose there's any point to putting these on you.
Not really, Dalen replied.
O'Connor looked to Lyra.
Thank you for escorting him, Lady Archon.
I'm not an escort, she replied smoothly. I'm his custodian, and as such will be remaining at his side at all times.
Yes, of course, O'Connor replied, slightly nervous. This way, then.
Many people stared at them as they were led through the constabulary, some even nodding respectfully. Dalen would have suspected this deference was aimed at Lyra, but several people looked directly at him when doing so. One rather attractive woman even winked. Dalen and Lyra were shown to a small square room that was plaster white and brightly lit from sunstone sconces. It had a rectangular table in the middle with 2 chairs on each side, and a large mirror to the right wall. They were directed to sit in the chairs facing the mirror. Dalen could sense 7 people standing in the room behind the mirror with his light sense. They were looking through the mirror as if it were glass. The mirror must have acted like a window from the other side.
When was that invented? Dalen wondered.
If sound could travel into that hidden room, those people would be able to spy on everything. It was very clever. Once sitting, one of the men in the spying room left and walked to enter the room with himself and Lyra. He was a middle-aged man in a tailed suit and top hat holding a clipboard and a newspaper under his arm. A sturdy man with a round face. He had a trimmed dark purple beard with soft streaks of green, wore a cravat, and had a rapier at his side. The man took off his hat, revealing evenly streaked hair of dark purple and green, and dropped the broadsheet on the desk in front of Dalen. The paper had a drawing of Dalen front and center with the headline, Dalen, Son of the Conqueror, Defeats Blackheart. "You made the front page," the man said as he sat in the chair across from them.
"And it only took a fall from when I arrived," Dalen replied, grabbing the paper.
"That's the press for you," the man said.
A subheading sitting at the bottom corner caught his attention. It read, "Delavian Council of Dukes deny rumors of having intimate relations with goats." Dalen burst out laughing.
"Something funny?" the man asked as he took his seat on the other side of the table.
"Oh, the spot about the Dukes.
I thought you'd be more interested in the article about you."
"Nah, I know that story. But the Dukes getting knocked off their high horses. That's interesting."
"Yeah, sickening stuff. You think it's true?"
"Absolutely," Dalen said with a grin.
"We'd better get underway," the man said and nodded to Lyra. "Lady Archon, might I ask why you're accompanying this young man?"
"She's my lawyer," Dalen said.
Lyra didn't look at him, but smiled and stomped on Dalen's foot. Judging by the crack and searing pain shooting up Dalen's leg, she broke a toe or two. Dalen grunted, drawing on the light from the sunstones in the room to heal. Lyra had obviously used such force because of that, and honestly, he liked that no-fuss strength about her. Besides, getting in that little rib was worth it.
"I'm his custodian," Lyra replied cordially, sounding quite satisfied with herself.
"Are you okay?" the man asked Dalen.
"Oh, it's just a little pain in the ass."
That one made her glare at him. He smiled back with juvenile pleasure. "Right. I'm Detective Dane," the man said matter-of-factly, "and I've been assigned to your case." He flipped through the papers on the clipboard. "Typically, you would be shipped back to Tremaine, as the crimes you're accused of were committed within that jurisdiction, but this isn't a regular case by any light. So here we are. Let's start with the most serious charge. Murder."
The detective put down his clipboard and placed his hands on the desk, one on top of the other.
"Mr. Namoran, did you kill anyone while in Tremaine?"
Good, Dalen thought. He's focusing on the charges and not my past. With any luck, it won't come up.
Yes, Dalen said.
Who?
6 people. 2 men I caught in the act of rape, a woman sexually molesting a young girl, another woman trying to murder her husband, and a man who had just murdered some poor young boy.
Dalen let his anger resonate as he added,
"I didn't arrive soon enough to prevent that last one. There was also a beggar in the Phrasian city of Leyborn. That one was actually self-defense. He tried to slit my throat as I slept."
"Reports say that the beggar was decapitated and his head pinned to the wall with a knife. Rather excessive for self-defense."
"I was in a bad mood."
Lyra tisked next to him.
"Look," Dalen said, "that beggar was a murdering piece of drac. How many other people do you think he killed before he found me? He deserved what he got, and the world is a bit brighter for it."
"Then you're claiming justification?" the detective said flatly.
"Of course."
"Then explain each homicide in every step and why they were justified."
Dalen knew why the detective was asking this. He wanted to see if Dalen's account of the events would match the evidence at the crime scenes, which they would. All he had to do was tell the truth, but that might complicate things regarding his powers. Dalen turned to look at Lyra.
"I would like to, but that would mean talking about some sensitive information regarding my abilities."
Lyra's mouth pressed into a thin line. Her eyes glanced to him, clearly weighing up her options, and then she looked at the detective.
"Dalen is a lightbinder," Lyra said. "He dedicated his life to our cause and received the powers. This is why most of the crime scenes were left in such an unnatural state."
Dalen smiled. Lyra clearly understood that people would quickly figure out that his powers were the same as the knight's, and lying now would only cause problems later on.
That would explain the holes in the walls and the eyewitness accounts," Detective Dane said. "And the Order's interest in this young man?"
I thought you had to be a knight to have such powers.
You do, Lyra said. In practice, at least. You have to dedicate your life to the cause of the Archknights.
Lyra looked to Dalen.
This young man did, and then received the powers.
In my sleep, Dalen said, butting in. I just woke up one day and had them.
Do you still have these powers? The detective asked.
Yes.
I need more than just your word.
Dalen sighed. He placed his left hand flat on the table and hammered his fist down on his thumb with enhanced strength, crushing it. He groaned in pain, holding his eyes shut tight, blood having sprayed out like spilled ink. Then, opening his eyes, he raised his fist, revealing a bloody mess. His thumb then slowly began to reform. Once it was healed, the detective breathed in and nodded.
Right, that settles it. I expect the charges will be dropped by the end of the fall.
What do you mean, dropped? Lyra asked.
He's an Archknight, or effectively one, and therefore has power of arrest and sentencing.
But there are some charges that have no witnesses to validate Archknight intervention. We work in twos for a reason.
Yes, the detective said, but because of the precedent of the witnesses to the other interventions, I don't see any reason to challenge Archknight authority in this case.
But he is not technically a knight, Lyra said.
He could only have his power if he hadn't broken his oath, right? The detective asked.
Dalen looked to Lyra, smiling cheekily. She wanted him to be found guilty of murder so he could serve out his sentence with the knights. But being guilty would mean the killings were unjustified, revealing the ugly truth that anyone with a knight's powers could break the oath that supposedly granted them, which might lead to the greater truth, that anyone, regardless of oath, could become a lightbinder. Lyra was doing her best to hide her frustration, not acknowledging Dalen at all.
Yes, she said flatly.
Exactly. There's plenty of corroborating evidence, as well as direct witnesses proving that most of the criminals were engaged in the same crimes as Dalen claims. And on top of that, there's evidence that Archon powers were used in each intervention, meaning that Dalen was keeping his oaths by intervening, which is fighting evil, I believe. What better witness than the light that his actions were justified?
My thoughts exactly, Dalen added.
Lyra said nothing.
Typically, you would be free to go, but there's a separate standing order to keep you in custody.
What?
Dalen asked.
There's a lot of people wanting to question you about your father.
Oh, that.
Personally, I don't care, as it's not your fault who your father was, and the papers seem to have explained enough, if what they say is true.
It is, Dalen said before adding in his mind, not.
You're supposed to wait here while we fetch whoever wants to question you, but seeing as you have an Archknight custodian, you're technically already in custody. If you let me know where you're staying, I'll pass it up the chain and you can leave.
The Fulton.
Nice place, that. You're free to go, though officially you can't leave the city until the charges have been formally dropped.
Thank you,
Dalen said, rising. Those people wanting to question him had probably already dug into his fake past. That conversation was going to be tricky.
Pleasure, Detective Dane said while standing. And might I say, you're a fine addition to the Knight's ranks. I can see why the Light chose you. Killing Blackheart, the man suddenly exclaimed with a fierce smile. We've been after that bastard for years. Well done, lad. Well done indeed.
And with that, Detective Dane nodded and left.
Now there's a lad who's good at his job, Dalen said, turning to Lyra. Don't you think?
Lyra didn't respond and left the room without him. Dalen took a moment, feeling very smug about himself, before he followed. Every person he passed was looking at him, and some even gave him a pat on the back, congratulating him for killing Blackheart and freeing those girls. It was great to see that law enforcement considered him to be on their side. Lyra was waiting for him in the foyer, of course. No chance that he would be rid of her so easily.
"Look, I'm sorry for being a smartass, but you haven't exactly been a ray of sunshine either."
"You got off because I lied," she hissed under her breath. "A lie that you knew I had to say."
"I would have gotten off anyway, and you know it. It's just that now your orders' secrets are kept."
Lyra looked at him with hard eyes.
"It's time we have a proper conversation."
"Fine. Follow me."
Lyra walked out of the building, and once on the sidewalk, she crouched before suddenly shooting up into the air in a massive jump and onto the roof of the large constabulary building. Dylan was gazing up. With her sudden acceleration, she must have done the same jumping trick Dalen performed through manipulating mass. Dalen crouched and increased his mass with one bond, which seemed to make him weigh about a ton, and then jumped, releasing the bond an instant before his feet left the ground. Wind suddenly rushed past him as he shot into the air, clearing the building's height entirely. He slowly began to arc, and when he reached his greatest height, he enhanced his strength and landed with ease. The roof above was terraced and flat. Lyra was standing with crossed arms, looking at him.
"Who taught you how to do that?"
"I figured it out."
"No one just figures out how to power jump."
"That's what you call it? Power jump?"
"Yes. Now answer the question."
"I already have. I taught myself. I also figured out how to absorb sonicals, remember?"
"Absorption is different. It can be done by accident. Power jumping is far more sophisticated."
"I agree with you there. Look, all it took was a good understanding of physics and a bit of experimentation."
"Then stop it. Experimenting with mass as well as some other properties can be extremely dangerous."
Dalen laughed.
"Yeah, I found that out the hard way."
Lyra sighed in frustration.
"What happened?"
"Oh, I made my feet explode."
Lyra looked confused.
"That could only happen by reducing your mass with a level 4 bond."
"Yeah, what of it?"
"You've specialized mass?"
"What did you mean, specialize?" Lyra looked genuinely surprised.
"Are you talking about stacking bonds?" Dalen asked.
"No, I'm talking about specializing. Don't tell me that you've specialized a bond without knowing."
"Why don't you tell me what specializing is?"
Lyra paused, smiling.
"No, not until you join the Knights."
"Oh, so it's going to be like that, is it?"
"Exactly. If you want to learn how to use your powers properly and safely, you'll join the Knights."
"I've done all right by myself so far."
Lyra's eyebrows rose.
"Exploding your feet is all right?"
"I survived."
"And what if you were around innocent bystanders?" "I'm more careful than that." "Doesn't look like that to me."
"I didn't ask you."
Lyra sighed.
"I'm not going to teach you anything until you join the Knights, but I can't have you be a danger to others."
"Danger is subjective."
"Can I test something?"
"It depends."
"Light, you're as stubborn as a goat."
"The feeling's mutual," Dalen said, raising his voice.
"Argh!"
Lyra yelled and paced back and forth.
"Look, just channel all of your bonds into strength, will you?"
Dalen shrugged.
"I can't see any harm in that," he said, and did so.
"There."
Lyra smiled.
"Good. You've just lost your specialization. Now you won't be able to make a level 4 bond in mass."
"What are you talking about? Of course I can make a level 4 bond."
"Then try it," Lyra said,
folding her arms with a smug smile.
"Sorry, I don't exactly want to risk exploding any of my body parts again." "Then increase your mass."
"How would you be able to tell the difference between 4 ton and 8?
"I'll lift you."
Dalen knew she could make herself incredibly strong, but enough to lift 8 tons? She should only be able to increase her strength 16 times, which wouldn't even be close to strong enough. Maybe she could still get a read on his weight by how difficult he would be to move.
"Whatever,"
Dalen said, and walked to the end of the building. He stepped onto the brick barrier that encircled the edge, which would put the main wall underneath him and support what his weight was about to become. Dalen then stacked all four bonds in mass, making himself weigh about 8 tons, one for the first, 2 for the second, 4 for the third, and 8 for the fourth. The top tiles of the brick barrier cracked underneath his now massive weight. Lyra approached and stepped onto the barrier next to him. After a moment, the tiles underneath her feet cracked, indicating she had increased her mass, too. Dalen noted that they didn't crack as much as the tiles underneath him, meaning she hadn't increased her mass as much. She then grabbed him underneath his armpits and lifted him with only the slightest effort showing on her face. The tiles cracked even farther under her feet now that she was also supporting Dalen's enhanced mass. Dalen was utterly speechless. When stacking all his bonds on strength, he could lift at most a little over a ton, but not 8. At least Lyra looked as surprised as he felt.
"You weigh a little over 7 tons, not 8, she said, putting him down and stepping off the barrier. "You could only be so heavy with a level 4 bond."
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
She turned to look at him.
"That should be impossible."
"Evidently not.
You can't just specialize at a whim.
Unless your bonds are granting a greater enhancement than normal."
"How much are they supposed to grant?" Lyra's eyes narrowed on him.
"You can at least tell me that much."
"So long as you tell me the strength of your bonds."
"Done," she huffed. "The first bond in mass will multiply or divide your normal weight by 10. Each bond after that will double the previous enhancement."
"That sounds right. I weigh around 90 kilograms, so the first bond makes me weigh very close to 900.
Which means you're right. With all four bonds, that would make me 7,200 kilos, or 7.2 tons, not 8.
"Four bonds?" Lyra asked,
reacting as if Dalen had just turned into a woman before her eyes.
Yeah.
"You have 4 bonds?"
Dalen realized he might have just revealed something he shouldn't have.
"Well, it's too late now."
"Doesn't everyone?" he asked.
"No!"
she screamed.
"Oh.
How under the light you have 4 bonds?"
"I don't know. I've had 4 ever since receiving my powers. How many am I supposed to have?"
3.
"Every Archknight for as long as we've had our powers has only ever received 3 bonds, and that is it. No more, no less. 4 should be utterly impossible."
"Then how are you supposed to make a level 4 bond if you have only 3?
"Through specializing, and no, I'm not going to tell you what that is."
"Fine. I don't understand this, unless you got your powers through a different process."
"Well, that's a problem, because I'll never tell anyone how I got them."
Lyra paused, and a slight smile crossed her face. Dalen narrowed his eyes at her.
"I meant it when I said I wouldn't tell anyone."
"Okay, then," she said. "You have 4 bonds. Don't think that makes you powerful or something. You still don't know how to specialize or use your powers properly." "Then teach me. Join the Knights."
"I will.
I just have some loose ends I need to sort out first."
"And they are..."
Dalen paused for a moment, wondering if he should tell her, but considering that they were stuck with each other, he relented.
"When I was digging through Blackheart's records, I discovered that he was dealing with the Dawnists from this city, selling them all the skyships he had captured. I want to find out why. There's also the matter of the sex trafficking trade that I intend to destroy."
"You intend to destroy the entire human sex trade?"
"Eventually."
Lyra studied him.
"You like the sound of that, don't you?" Dalen asked.
"I can't say that I haven't wanted to root out those scum ever since I joined the Knights, but we fight the Shade before anything else, and they've been getting more active these past years."
"You're not assigned to hunt the Shade right now."
Lyra smiled.
"All right. How do you plan on going about this?"
"One thing at a time. The Dawnists should be easier to deal with before an entire criminal enterprise."
"I can't say that I'm very fond of the Dawnists either."
Dalen grinned. "Good. Then it looks like we're going to have some fun."